And what do you call a second growth of hay or clover? Suppose you cut the first and then the second has grown back. Is there a name for that?
Not a liver.
Okay.
Not.
And what do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread. Okay.
And what are some other things that you make out of cornmeal?
Oh, I like gruel. Soup. And jerry, that's good. Soups. And then mush. I'm not fond of it.
You're not?
I'm not fond of mush.
What about if you fry it in deep fat? Does it have a name then?
Well, they make it fry in deep fat. As an accompaniment for fish, hush puppies.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, well, they are. Real good.
Do you ever boil it with greens?
Make cornbread dumplings, we call it.
Mm. Okay, what do you call it if you cook it in the ashes of a fire? Have you ever done that?
I never have.
Okay, have you ever heard ash bread or ash cake or ash pone?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen any of it. It's always been cooked on top of it or in the oven or something.
Which one had you heard?
I'd heard of ash cakes.
Oh, And if you have soft cornbread and you serve it in a bowl with a spoon, do you have a name for that? Instead of eating it with your fingers? Is that what you call mush?
It's cooked on boiled. Yes.
Okay. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
I call it loaf bread, light bread.
Okay.
Oh, light bread.
And what about a round, flat pastry about this big with a hole in the middle that's made out of yeast?
Donuts.
Okay, and is it anything different if you make it out of baking powder instead? Or are they still donuts?
Well, you can make donuts without letting them set with yeast, but it's still donuts.
Okay, great. And what about the round flat cakes that you make with white flour and you cook on the skillet and serve with butter and syrup?
Call it hoe cake.
Okay. Okay, do you ever call it griddle cakes or hot cakes or pancakes?
Oh, well.
Is that something different?
Well, to make the hot cakes are made thin, the batter. Now then that, to make the hoe cake, you make it a dough just like you would to make biscuit.
Oh, I see.
And cook it on top. But a hot cake, our waffles are made in different. It made up thin, and you poured it out in a waffle iron or on a skillet. So that's
And what do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but it's not smoked?
White bacon.
And what do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from the hog jowl?
Well, I call it hog head cheese.
Okay.
And some call it souse meat.
Oh. People around here?
Someone that has moved in from a northern part of Georgia or something like that, they call it souse meat. But it's already here referred to hog head cheese.
Okay, good. And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? Okay, how about the center of a peach?
A kernel. A peach seed.
Okay. What about a peach?